Hi everyone, this is Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Sonia Bennett, who wrote and starred in Pragoland. Hi Sonia, how's it going?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good, I'm so glad to talk to you. I thought the movie was so funny, and it just has so many great issues for women, and especially a lot of things that my friends talk about all the time, having babies, not having babies. Where did you get the idea for this movie?
I got the idea for the movie when I have two kids, when I was pregnant with my first. I have this coffee shop that I like to work at that's like across a busy street from my house, and I just walk across the street to go to the coffee shop, because otherwise I have to do like a long street walk, and I'm lazy. They don't like it when you jaywalk, and even when I'm not stopping traffic, I get dirty looks. But I do it anyway. And one day I went to step off the curb, and all these cars just screeched to a halt. It was like parting the Red Sea across the road. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I'm crossing the street, and I look into the cars, and the people are smiling at me, and like, that's different. And I get to the other side, and I look down, and my belly is just kind of started to pop, and I was wearing a really tight shirt, and I realized, oh my God, they know I'm pregnant. And it got me thinking about how people treat pregnant women, which is kind of like you're a goddess. So bizarre. So I just really wanted to explore that pregnancy pedestal.
That is such a cool idea. And so once you got the concept, how did you build the main character around that? Just want to know about your process as a writer, you know, how you went from, oh, okay, this is an idea, and then I need a character to fit into that story.
Yeah, well, funny you ask that question, because that was like as I wrote the script, that was the one big change to the script, was actually to Ruth's character. In my first draft of Pragoland, Ruth was a wallflower, and she was taking the pregnancy mostly to be noticed and to feel special. And I sent the script out for notes to about three or four people at the same time, which is not really a good idea. We should really have done that one at a time. But anyway, and I got a lot of feedback saying that people didn't like the supporting characters, that all the women were bitches, and everyone was mean and unlikable, and I needed to fix that. And so I spent about 6 weeks kind of nutting through that, trying to make everyone more likable, and then all the scenes fell flat, and there was no conflict, and then that wasn't working. And then, you know, I have to give my husband credit. My husband was like, you know, he said it sort of offhand, the way husbands say things. And he was like, you know, it's not your other characters that are a problem. It's Ruth. She's boring. I was like, what? He's like, well, she's so nice. Why would anyone not be friends with her? And then everything just kind of clicked. And I went, oh, if I change her, everyone else's actions are justified. And then as soon as I changed her and gave people a reason to dump her and a reason to sort of ostracize her, everything clicked, and it also gave her a way bigger journey. So that's how I created her. I needed a person that you would believe would take a pregnancy that wasn't insane, and that would all, a person who was also feeling would be ostracized from all of her friends who have children.
Wow, what a great way to do it, especially, and also to describe what it's like to get a note, because I think sometimes that can leave a writer just blocked, not knowing how to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you really did a great job of translating the note.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing that I've learned. I mean, I've read this too, but it's just so true that, you know, there's value in every note, and the note might not be correct, or what people identify as the problem might not be correct, but, you know, it's always worth examining and maybe looking further if that doesn't make sense, because something isn't working or registering.
Yeah, and it sounds like you really tackled it in a great way. And Ruth is just funny, even though she's a person that needs to grow up. You know, she's sort of just a little bit, I don't want to call her immature, but I guess that's her issue, is that she's...
I think that's fair. Immature is fair.
She just, you know, she needs to grow up and sort of become more of an adult. And it's a great journey because everybody has to do that. And you have so many funny scenes. And I don't want to ruin it for the viewers, but when everyone finds out that she's not pregnant, I mean, that is so funny. How many versions of that scene did you have? Just curious. If you always had that idea.
I need to defer credit yet once again. I'm feeling I'm being racist today. A really good friend of mine, who's a very, very talented writer and has been a mentor to me, her name's Catherine Collins. She gave me notes just on the beat sheet at that point. And I don't remember what I had at first, but it was something like, I don't know, it was just like a fake belly that was revealed. And she was like, whatever that reveal is, it needs to be uber creative. Like, uber creative and visual. Like, I don't know, like something is like jello, but, you know, not that, but, you know, something like that. And I was like, okay. Something like jello, but not that. Something like jello, but not that. And I was like, okay, jello. And the script, she was like, I didn't say it. I said something like jello.
It works perfectly.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. So it was broader than I at first intended the movie to be. It ended up with broader elements. But I'm happy about that. And it worked out perfectly. I just had to resist the urge for everything to be naturalistic. And then all of a sudden my imagination really opened up.
Well, it's probably a good balance to have because it's such a funny scene, but you also have so much that's grounded in her feelings. So it's good to have both, I think.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, once you have the script ready and you're thinking, okay, I want to, you know, I want to get this movie made, and you're the star, also you're the writer and the star of the movie. How did you get from script to screen? Like, what happened? Was that a complicated process, or did it fall to, you know, come together easily?
Yeah. Well, I actually got producers on board from a 10-page outline that I wrote before I wrote a script. Because I'd written a script before this one that I spent 3 years writing and then wanted it to be perfect before I showed it to anyone. And then I showed it to the world and it was fundamentally flawed. So I just decided I was going to share a lot early on and often, even though it's scary, and flag all the problems. And I used getting producers as a sort of first litmus test. I figured if I couldn't get a producer, my movie probably wasn't going to get made. So I did that, and then, you know, in Canada, we do have some government funding, so we're able to apply for things, and we went to a program called the CSD, Telephone Comedy Exchange, where we got resources, like story editors and meetings with people who gave us great advice. And then it all went very smoothly until it was time to really put the money together, and then no one wanted me to be in it. Everyone was excited about the script, but really wanted a star name, and that was by far the biggest hurdle. Four of my core producers were very loyal to me, and stood by me and my vision, and we made the movie with a much, much, much smaller budget than we would have received if we'd had a star name. And they stood by me, and we had private investors as well, which helped. But and our director, Jacob Tierney, is very well respected, and that helped. But yeah, starring in it was never, I couldn't get anyone to guarantee me that. That was always up in the air till the very end.
And was it a key part of the project for you, or were you willing to let go of the casting if you needed to?
Well, I'm primarily an actor, and I set out to write the script as a vehicle for myself to kind of give some rocket booster to my nearly dead career. So it was tough to give up because that's the whole reason why I wrote it. But
yeah, well, good for you then. You stuck to it, and it happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And the great thing is I fell in love with writing along the way, and so now I've got more things that I could do that make me happy. So that's fantastic. But it was tough to let go. And at one point, I said, you know, kind of struck the balance of, you know, it could be a big star or me, but nothing in between. Like, I didn't want to lose the part to, like, some recurring character on Glee.
Yeah, well, that's great. I think sometimes it's just about saying it.
People could tell I wasn't really stoked about losing it. And then, eventually a producer was like, you know what? And Kevin Eastwood, my producer, he wanted to produce the movie too. He didn't want to give up all his power to some giant studio. So, we're both new, young, and it was a big deal for both of us. Yeah. We decided to do it ourselves.
That's awesome. And did you play a part in getting the other cast together? Like, what was it like to work with James Caan? What a great actor to have in there, and he's so good in it. Did you make suggestions, or what was it like to work with him?
You completely understand why he's a movie star. He's just like completely magnetic, and also a very smart storyteller. We got him on board because I don't know if this is why, but I think it helped. Our director, Jacob Tierney, is also a very gifted actor and played his nephew in a movie a long time ago. And so there was a point of connection that I think got the script read faster. And he came on board very, very quickly. I think he was happy to do a comedy and be surrounded by women. And he showed up and he was there, positive and happy, and it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, I just kept thinking about The Godfather, and I think that is the most awesome thing ever. You could be in a scene with him. So I have another question.
Amazing.
Totally. How hard is it? We've had so much changes for women in comedy recently. How hard is it? Was it being a woman who wrote a script and going around with it? Did you get any pushback, or was the response to your writing and the fact that you were writing a comedy just were people more open-minded because of, the recent changes with Tina Fey coming on the scene and Melissa McCarthy writing her own stuff? And how has it been being a woman with the comedy in your hands?
Well, I'm female, but I'm also a new writer. So I don't know how much of each plays into things. But at the beginning, when I just had an outline, and I did have another script that I wrote as a script sample, but people were like, we love this idea. We love this movie. Just two little things. Can you not star in it? And also, can you not write it?
And, you're like, thanks.
I was like, not so much. I think, they just wanted to take the script and run and write their own version of it. And then, going through the process, I got some pushback of, a woman would never go to those kinds of lengths for female friendship. Like, it would have to be for a man. It has to either be for her father's approval or for romantic interest. She can't, launch this lie to be closer to her female friends. And I was right in the midst of that struggle, and then Bridesmaids came out, and that just squashed all those conversations. I just completely squashed them. And after Bridesmaids came out, from that point forward in the process, sometimes there was men maybe who, were like, Legoland? I don't know. I guess this is for some people, but not me. But that's fine. It's not for you. Well, you know what? Lots of men love this movie. But I certainly didn't feel like I needed to make a movie that was for every demographic. I feel like Bridesmaids really helped me and paved the way.
Awesome. That's so great to hear, especially, when you're in on the front lines. So last question for you, what are you working on next? Are you writing something new? Is it the same tone or same type of comedy?
Mm-hmm. I'm developing some television shows, and yes, certainly sort of continuing in my vein, and I'm just in the beginning stages of netting out a next feature, which again is, you know, follows the female anti-hero. I'm going to say too much more about that.
Great.
Really new, but that's definitely my passion, female anti-heroes, and I'm going to continue on that train.
Well, I hope we get to talk again when you're ready for the next one. And it was so great. And congratulations just for doing something that, you know, gets women's voices out there. And great for you that you stuck with the casting. I think that's awesome. You got to keep having your voice heard.
Thank you. It was nice chatting with you.
Yes, thanks so much. And I'll hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.